פרשת שמיני ופרשת ספורו. Start a little bit from Parsha Sporo, going back to Parsha Shmini. Chazal say that Zeis Chukas HaToiro, that Poro is a choyk. Shlomi HaMelech said, Omarti Echkomo, V'hi Rechoyko Mimeni. I thought that I would understand the reason of the Poro Adumo, and he's Rechoyko Mimeni. Rashi brings down from Moshe Adarshan that the Pora Aduma is a Kapora and the Cheta Egel. Tovoy Ein Vetechaper Tsoyas Bno. The mother comes to clean the dirty of her daughter. What's the first Rashi in Shmini? It says different Kaporas on the Egel. But the question is, it says, Zoyz Chukas HaToiro. The Poro is a chayk. And Moshe Adarshan says, Tovoy Ein, V'techaper Tzoyas Bno. The Poro Adomo comes to Mechaper the Chet HaEgel. And the Sidurim in the back is printed something that's called Yoytzel V'Parshas Poro. Some shul, Yoytzel V'Parshas Poro. Some shul say it, some don't say it. But it's printed in it, it's for sure written. So I'm sure all of you have already learned it a couple of times. I want to read a little bit pieces from the Yoytzel LePasha Tzpor. Kol imireo chakuko bochuko. Ein leharer velo imar alman nechkeko. Don't ask questions on the Poro Adumo. Shekach nitno b'neshiko. Kulom mechoichim lemeivi. V'kol amaskil yovim. Chutz mitay meporo she'en lehovim. Chutz mitay meporo she'en lehovim. Poro Adumo, you cannot understand. Clear? Kol maskil yovim. Chutz mitay meporo she'en lehovim. And then he starts. Hem imiru kovoid beben poro. They were choyte and the son of the poro that is called Egel. Tovo imoy shehi poro v'ti Elohem kaporo. Ey. Hem edimu boiponim. The od mu'etzem ipninim, aveyes are called red, not in Kippur, where they took the red spring. Tovo imo ishi adum asponim, utechaper tzach v'odom. Hem chortu hirtzak betomim, v'chuivu imi is tmimim. They were tmimim before the egel, after Matan Torah, and they made themselves to be ois tmimim. Tovo imo ishi hitmimo v'techaper tmimim letzur tomim. Three. Hem shochu lapesel v'niyu balei mumim. Tovo hem she'en boi mum v'techaper. Hem zonomu lifroik oi. But you wanted to switch. Tovo poro shelo yoleo leo oi. Hem nikelu el ha-koyen. They went to the koyen. Ve'af bi'ishmido ish mekayen. Tovo imoy, and only a koyen could do the avoida of the poro. K'moy bo'esh nisraf, the egg of Moshe Rabbeinu burned. Tovo poro adumo, v'tisorev bo'esh. K'moy tuchan v'hudak ad ofo, Moshe Rabbeinu grinded and gave it to them. Ken dudak v'teos ofo. Hushlach aforo yelamayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave everyone to drink. Poro adumo, you put in the water, and on that you mazel. Noflu shloishes alfa Yisroel, shloishes mini koisha. I'm not going to say the whole Yetzias. Such a beautiful Agdoma. Hora Aduma, no one understands. Yeah? Manish, all set, beautiful. What is going on? I really get the first line. Kulum nechoichim lemavim, v'kol maskil yovim, chutz mitay neporo she'ein lehovim. I explain to you now, more from what you knew ever, how beautiful it is. Porah Aduma, exactly like you. I don't know Rav Moshe Hadash. Yeah, that's like that. You grow up with Rav Moshe Hadash. So you know Porah Aduma, you don't know Porah Aduma. The answer is, Porah Aduma comes for Chet Egel, beautiful, mamish like a Lego, how everything mamish fits. No question. Beautiful. Such a beautiful Yetzer. And such as the other Dishmai, the last time I was in Lakewood, Sparsha's Paul. And I had to speak in the shul. It was in the morning, after Shachris, and they said, yeah, it's the truth, the first time I saw it. So, yeah, my whole drasha was in. But I'm saying, no, that was the drasha I spoke. And I said, such a gewaltig zach. And you say, Yitzchus, look, Mamash, we can manage to build up the whole drasha. I found out that there was a whole committee, and the Rav decided that night before that they'll try to start to say Yitzchus. I forgot all about this, and the way the yeshiva, we had a phone call that he just landed. The Rav. Mamash, we call Makoim, the Yisoid is the Beis Halev. In our week's parsha, the Chetah Egel was Klal Yisrael meant good. The Netziv, I couldn't find a sefer here, but the Netziv brings down in our parsha that all of the doyos of Klal Yisrael were people that wanted to do good, called good intentions, but not listening to Hashem. Klal Yisrael said, Zeo Yishmoyshe lo yodanu mehoyolo. They didn't come with a plan to do Avodah Zarah. They came with a beautiful plan. Aaron was helping. But it turned to become Avodah Zarah. Because Hashem said no. Hashem said no. It's not what I'm asking you to do. That was the Chetah Egel. Hashem gave a mitzvah that doesn't make sense. It's beautiful. It's like a Lego. Mamish. Everything fits. But why? This will be metayer esat meim u'metam esat ha'orim. I want to explain to you. People that know Seid Hashem L'Reyo know what Kibud Av stands behind it. They know what stands behind Tzedakah, what stands behind Tefillah, Yibum. This doesn't make sense why this would be Metah HaSatmeim or Metah HaSatmeim. Doesn't make sense. If this is Torah, so why is Metameh? If it's Metah, why is Metameh? If it's Metameh, why is Metah? Why this mitzvah? For sure, opposite this. But it has to be a logic in every mitzvah. Here it was a secret. Because the chefzer of the mitzvah is to give a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael will not understand and will not make sense. And this is the kapore for the Maisa Egel. The kapore of the Maisa Egel is that we listen to Hashem without cheshbonos. One of the chatoim of Bnei Aaron that we'll see, asher ikrivu eizoro asher lo yitzuveis. And the Tziv explains, Hashem did not say to bring eizoro. They bought. No, not lo eizoro. They did an extra mitzvah that made sense to do it. But Hashem didn't say to do it. The Netziv says, "Will come doiras people have a lot of times kavonish l'shem shamayim. But the shayla, the boira oilom said to do it, but the boira oilom didn't say to do it. What Hashem wants? Meshe Shterenbuch brings down Vesa Seir Echatos Dorosh Dorash Moshe Vehine Suof. And he asks Aaron, why you burned it? And he says, Koro Isi Koele, this will happen today. Veochalti Ayitav Beine Hashem. Hashem would like to eat the kodshim. Chazal said, it's not the way to work. What are you allowed to eat kodshim? We're not allowed to eat kodshim. And the Gemara says that the Aloch is the Kohen Gadol is allowed to eat. And Aaron told him, Shamato Bekotche Oilom, Loi Shamato Bekotche Shom. These are Kombonas that don't have a Heter Oilom, it's only Kombonas for Yimei Miluim. It's no Heter. Moshe says, Shamati Veshamachti. You're right. Fait Rav Shach. So why Aaron said, Ayita Be'ine Hashem? Aaron had the same. Belong this. It doesn't make sense. Moshe agreed. Aaron told him, the way of avodas Hashem, you think the whole time, Kasher Tzivo Hashem. Person is tired in the morning. He makes the cheshbon. If he will sleep 5 more minutes, he will learn better today. And he misses the minyan because of that. What Hashem, Bashamayim, Hashem will give you a V for this sleep or not? Forget about what you think. What Hashem will say? What Hashem will say for this? Yes or no? Hashem will say yes or Hashem will say no? Hayita be'inei Hashem? The chet of Ne'arim was asher lo yitzuvo. They made a maaseh that made sense. But Hashem didn't say to do it. The kapora and the chata egel is Hashem gave Klal Yisrael a mitzvah that didn't make sense. That didn't make sense. The Netziv brings down, and I know our generation will not accept it, but it's brought down. The Netziv, when they wanted to put Limud Echol and Valoshim, they wanted there will be a couple hours of Limud Echol and Valoshim. The Netziv said to close the yeshiva and not to put in Limud Echol and the yeshiva. And they closed Valoshim. Before Shvachim went back home. And the Netziv told his son, he was, became sick from it, that Bishum Pani Va'if and not to give up. And they asked him, Bitl Tayyar. The government only has to have that. Have only that. The Netziv said, Hashem told us how the Tayyar has to be. And if we can't do it the way he wants it, we don't have to do it. He could be in charge. Now, in the case of the Netziv, we know that the Netziv was right. If the Maaseh they would learn secular learnings in Valoshim, and that would be the model of all of the yeshivas, there would be no Musig of Beis Medrash. College. Some college will learn a lot of studies and a little bit there. Some a lot of there and a little bit. It'll be regular college. We're a shashiva, we're a director, we're a board. You're asking me what happens in our generation? So you know that in this forum, I can't speak about these things. But could be that after the Tzura Yeshivas will start the Klal Yisrael, could be, if some places are not like that, it doesn't start the Yeshivas. I'm not saying if they're good or not good. People don't understand how some places exist. But if that would be a Tzura, would be no Tzura of Yeshiva in the world. Would be no Tzura of sitting and learning. Of a Mokum that you sit and learn. That will not exist. That will not exist, will never be masmidim. Because some hours you just don't learn. I'm not the kol kula kodesh. I'm not the pach Hashem in the Torah. It will not exist. But the Netziv says, Kasher Tzivo Hashem. Now, again, we are not the ones to decide if we close Valoshim or we don't close Valoshim. But to remember the cloud, don't make cheshbonis. Don't make cheshbonis. The Chataegel was geboit. The mistake of the Chataegel was Klal Yisrael came with their cheshbonis. So the Poraduma is given. We follow Hashem without cheshbonis. We listen to Hashem without cheshbonis. This is the mitzvah of Torah Aduma. Listen to Hashem without cheshbonis. And this could bring a person very far. Avada, Hashem made it that it looks like it fits. It says in the beginning of the parasha, very interesting that this parasha that comes out with the Torah, Parshas Poro, is like a fool. The end is the reason Parshas Poro is this week, because Klal Yisrael had to be mazer from the Poro for eating the Korban Pesach. That is the reason Parshas Poro comes. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, dabro bnei Yisrael le'emor. So the Medrash Rabbi brings down the Zikne Yisrael. Omar Rav Akiva, Nimshelu Yisrael le'oif. Ma oif hazeh ein peirach b'loik nafayim. Kach Yisrael ein yochelim la'asos dovor chutz miskein. I'm thinking to myself, you know, so much times this game, I called on board, yeah? Why here the Medrash Rabbah is like, the Zikne Yisrael, you know, Klal Yisrael, like a chicken. My chicken cannot fly without wings, Kach Yisrael cannot manage without G'dayli. That's the game. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe because every time the Torah is really given for Klal Yisrael for future. Here was really what Aaron has to do with Yom HaShmini. So the answer, Hashem told me, you should tell Aaron to do this and this and this. Why did the skanim involve? What is the skanim kashur la'inyan? Klal Yisrael cannot without skanim. Ma oif einu yochel b'loik mufayim, af Klal Yisrael einu yocholim without skanim. So it's brought down b'shem Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. A cow could go without wings. Yeah. A chicken can't. Who is better, a cow or a chicken? It's really a huge big chicken, that's me. Chicken. What? How far the cow could go? Chicken could go all over the world. Chicken could go up to the sky. But a big chicken, not a small chicken. Speaking of the same size chicken, it's an animal, yeah? It says, animal doesn't have wings, but it could manage to go. A chicken without the wings is useless. With the wings, the goyim could manage without scale. Yeah. Fuck it. Things becoming more advanced and more advanced and more advanced. Klal Yisrael cannot without skin. Like a chicken. I'm skipping a second. The Balaturim says, the chet of Bnei Aaron, the Yikrim of Bnei Aaron, והקריבו אזור אשר הציבו השם. ותצא אש מלפני השם ותאכל אויסר, זאת דבלטורים, אויסר. ווב חתוס, איזו, הוירו אירו בפני רבום, לא נוטלו עיצו מן הסקני. הוירו אירו בפני רבום, ולא נוטלו עיצו מן הסקני. סתם בפשט, you are loving, בפשט. What happened in the edge? In the Yom HaShmini, Bnei Aaron, the G'dayla Adol, Savof, Rav Kamanovich, a beautiful girl, Ari Moshe Aaron said, "Bekroi v'Kodesh, Aaron, now I know they're bigger from us. Hashem said, Bekroi v'Kodesh, I thought that we will die. I see that your kids are bigger from us." So they were number one. So from who exactly they had to take Eitzah? They were the smartest people in class, so from who they had to take Eitzah? Even the most chashuv person, before you do something, you take a eitz. But it's not common love, which is what. Climbing, not sure. When we call Mekoy, look how Teira Zeres. And the Yom HaShmini, the chet of Bnei Aaron is what? Loinot lu eitzo min askeini. Hoiru oiroe bifnei rabo. So when Hashem gives the parsha of Yom HaShmini, He says, "Emoy le'aroin ve'lebono ve'lezikne Yisrael." Klal Yisrael, member, you can't go without the skating. And this didn't help the attacker. Attacker didn't help. Attacker didn't help. The taki fell. The taki fell. Something happened that they fell. The taki fell. But taki in this place was a mokim to have this chizuk, to take the eitzim in this game. And it says, "Vayimer el Aaron, kach lecho egel ben boker lechatos, ve'ay lo'oy lo tmimi." So it Rashi, "Kach lecho egel, lo idia shemechapo le'akadosh Baruch Hu al yedei egel ze, al maiso egel she'os." And the Yisroel tedaber le'imo yikchu seirizim. So in Chazal seirizim, so gutter eskrenim, לחפר על מחיר יוסף. So Aaron bought an eagle, לחפר על מייסר העגל. Bought an eagle, לחפר על מייסר העגל. And כלל ישראל bring a seir izim, לחפר על מחיר יוסף. חיים במשכוח. What is the shaykh is that כלל ישראל now have to bring a korban, לחפר על מחיר אס יוסף? What is the shaykh is now לחפר על מחיר אס יוסף? So he says two גיוולדי כזך. One terrors he says that כלל ישראל killed חור. Right? חור was מחייך them. They killed them. Aaron said, "I was scared they would kill me, so I made the eagle." So in the משכוחמה, Yosef was moitzi di bosom ro al aviyah. What is that taina on Yosef? Why went to the father? Why didn't he speak to us? But if you kill the mechiyach, so you're not planning to listen. So when Klal Yisrael proved that they don't listen to mechichim, the taina on chet ha'egel came back, and mechiyas Yosef came back. And Moshe Chochma says another thing, what we said in the beginning, this is what we say today. Mechiras Yosef, nothing bad happened. Yosef became the king of Mitzrayim. Moshe Baruch Hu sent me here to save the whole thing. Hashem sent me here to save the whole thing. But they had a bad intention. The Eagle said they had a very good attention. Something very bad came out. 20 אלף שח. If you go לפי the attention, what God is all saying, קדוש ברוך הוא, don't kill us with the eager, we meant good. If you meant good, אבל במחירס יוסף, you meant bad. No, don't go לפי what we meant, do לפי what we did. Imagine if we didn't do nothing to Yosef. But in the Egel, we did the Egel. Then the pasuk says, "And Amar Hashem of Moshe, יין ושיחו על תשת עתו ובנכו איתכו בבויחם אל אוי אל מויד ולאיסמוס אינה לאותו ג'וין ולהבדיל בין הקוידש ובין החויל ובין התומה ובין התואר ולהוי רויסס בני ישראל נגמור עשז עם קריסס להבדיל בין הקוידש ובין החויל השטוי היין can be a dying when you have to paskin דיני ערכים, חרומים, ובין התומה בין התואר, דיני תומה ותאירה. ולאוי רויסס בני ישראל, אז דיני איסור והתר. So you're not allowed to be a shtuyah in these three cases. בין הקודש ובין החויל, בין התומה ובין התואר, ובין האוי רויסס בני ישראל. ערכים וחרומים והקדשס, דיני תומן וטיירה, ולאוירס אז בני ישראל, דיני איסור והתר. So I heard a vote from Reb Chaim Kreisler. It was the first vote that I heard from him. He had a kasha. It says, you're not allowed to drink wine, להעלה בין הקודש ובין החול, בין התומה ובין התואר, What is Tumah V'Tayrah? What is Tumah V'Tayrah? Yisro V'Hetar. If it's Tavah. You're not allowed to eat it. If it's Tavah. If the Isha is Tavah, she's also. She's Mutah, she's Mutah. So, say L'Hayres is Bnei Yisroel. What is Ben HaKodesh U'Ben HaChol? I hear Erchi, Charomim. It's not a Roel. This is like momentous. Tomer v'toyim, ulo heres is bnei Yisro. So he said that he had a teretz. He told it to the Biskerov, and the Biskerov said, good, good, good. He asked me how much I want to pay to hear the vote. The first time that I got to know him. How much I'm asking to pay to hear such a vote? I don't know if you know Chaim Kreisler or whatever. How much, wieviel ist der Zoll? Wieviel Zoll ist der? Es gab auch gesagt, dreimal gut, gut, gut. So I told him that, es gab auch gesagt, three times good, 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 it's no price for me. I'll give you a million, it's cheap, so. I'm gonna give it to me for free. So he told me the vote, and then he had a kasha at the vote. He said, in the Rambam state, that when a kohen, a person has a nega, you go to the kohen, and the kohen looks, if it's a nega tzoras, the kohen says, tome. If it's tome, he says, but what would be a Moshiach if the Moshiach will come today? No one's going to handle all the kohen. So everyone has to come to me, right? But I don't know the halachas of the kohen. The Rambam said, I take Rabbi Yashiv with me. and on Yashi books, we looked again, and Yashi told me, this is a name of Tome. You see, this is exactly a Tome. I say, Tome, 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 and it becomes Tome. Ve'afilu. So here, Lechua, you could have been a Shtoyan. Because the Pesach Be'etzim of Yashi is doing. I'm only saying, Tome, Tome, Tome. So I would think that B'chai Gavne, you're allowed to be Shtoyan? Kamash Malon, you can't be Shtoyan. We gizog from Iskarov, gizog, good, good, good. And I have Shvanet, as if I can find guys. And I have Shvanet, in the Rambam Shait, ve'afilu ha-koyen shoyte, ve'kot metik. Now, the Kohen doesn't know what he's doing. So if the shoyte ve'kotten is good, so why the shtoyayin is not good? So I told him, I think the answer is, I asked him how much he wants to pay to hear the answer. I said, I think the answer is that there's a lot of rice, tesis and ksuvis, chesam and beis, that shtoyayin, the reason he can't pass him, it's not because he's a mebulbul, not because he's mixed up. Shtoyayin is a psu. A goy drinks, a yid doesn't drink. If you see someone drinks, he's not a yid. A goy drinks. A yid, once a year, poor. Not the Shabbos before, not the Shabbos after, yeah? A yid doesn't drink. It's mos. That peula, to take the das and to passel the das, I saw the achronim ask, and I don't know why no one says my answer. Vayidu imal. Aaron was mekabel din shamayim be'ar. It's a huge madrega. It's a huge madrega. Vayidu imal. It's brought down that the Abramsky after the war, they were sitting. In London, all the people that were saved, they were trying to think why Hashem made the Holocaust. Reb Chaim Avramsky said, there's sometimes in life that Hashem first wants a Yidui Ma'al, except. He says, it's bigger from what we could understand. Sometimes it's bigger. Sometimes the Tafkid is Vayidu. And Bishchal Vayidu, Vayidaber, Vayidaber, Hashem El Aaron, Zog Rashi, Nisyached Elov Adibu, this was the schar for Vayidu Im Aaron. Why did Dafka they gave him this parsha? So some Chazal Darshan that it's a riot that the chet was that it was Shtur Yayin. Aber if not, tell us Vayidu Im Aaron is the Spitz Seichel, right? Except it. Shtur Yayin, a yid that takes away his anseichel and he throws it away, his mos. His mos. His mos la'avoido. So Aaron, that was Vayidim Aaron, the payment was that the parsha from Shtur Yayin, Aaron will say over. And Tesis says in Ksuvis, there's two kinds of shikr. If you drink wine, it's shosor revis al yoyre. Ochel tmorim, you eat a lot of dates, it also could make you high. Dear Taser says, it's totally how high you are. If you're high, you can't pass. You're not allowed to pass me. If you're not, what is the pshat? Yayin, I'm not going out to be machshir the whiskey, but yayin is the chefzer of the psul. Yayin is the chefzer of the psul. You drink wine, you have a din shik. Now, it's things that you eat, and you become shik. You become mixed up. So when you're mixed up, you like a shikr. Because when you're not mixed up, it doesn't have. Teilu ha-melech b'yayin. Yayin is what we call shikr. Aber it's a psul aguf. This is the reason Taisa says that betrorim, it's taki only if he's a mebulbo. He's an al yoyre. B'yayin alamor, he can't be moyre. So b'mele, you write that a shoyte you can take. Aber Yain is a shikr is a psilaguf. It's mos. So not only mos la avoida, so I'm sure it's all even mos the knisse the beis hamikdash. It's also mos to paskin. It's a psilaguf. And while it's a psilaguf, b'meile is a special drosha, not only legabe heroi, not only legabe hegdash. Even the one that says tome, 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 if it's a shikr Yain, he can't be the one that says tome, tome, tome. Then the pasuk brings down Zois achaya asher otrichenu achezel otrichenu Hashem yetzir lochem. Shaktus nefeseichem b'chol asheretz asheretz v'nitmeisem bo. If you eat them, v'nitmeisem bo. It's bow down. Omar tol aveira b'yishmol aveira metamtemes libri shalodo shenema v'loisetamu bohem v'nitmeisem. אל תקרו ונתמייסם, אלו ונתתמתם. So Rabbi Libor Finger brings down in the safe of Mishulchan, Rabbi Libor. There was a bocher that was very matzliach in learning maths, computer-wise, world-wise, mamish. But in learning, it didn't go in. And he came over to him, and his mother said that she remembers when he was a kid, they gave him a formula that was treif milk. So Ben Baruch told him there's a famous maaseh of Rabbi Kiveiga, that the kid was very smart and everything in learning, he couldn't chat nothing. Kveiga told him, maybe the kid ate one streif. The mother said it can be. And then they found out that it was the Ranachas, and then they found out that the food was streif. So he said he took this bocher to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He said, for sure. He says, the eitz is that the bocher will fast one day. And Reb Chaim told him that recently was a yid that was 90 years old. Came over to him, he was from Hungary. And he said, I want to tell you a story. This is what he told Reb Chaim Kanievsky. When I was young, I was learning in the Yeshiva Ketan. I was the best bocher in Hungary. Everyone said, I'm going to be the next good Lador. And then I went home for Shavuos. And from the time I came back from Shavuos, I was a shvacher bocher. I couldn't learn. I went out to work. Became the head of a bank, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Till I read this story from Rav Kiveiga, and I was thinking good, and I remembered when I came back for Shavuos, I met some friends of mine when I was a kid, and I was shmuzi to them, and I ate epi something treif. And from then, it's brought down in Sefer Degel, Machem Ephraim Alateire, there was a city that they sent their divra apikosis, the Rambam. And the Rambam told him, if you send me such letters, obviously, that you're not makpid the Eid Ma'acholis Asuris. So I know some of you want that. So all of us understand, yeah. And all of us want right away to stop to eat from all different achshavim, yeah. But we have a kasha, we know some people eat, and they stay good. This week is 3 weeks before the end of the month. A little bit schwacher. So we can speak 3.5 weeks. Instead. So what's the pshat? They say, I don't know, what's the pshat, but the goyim, it doesn't shter. Well, why it shters, but the... I heard this shmuz, I said, oh, a couple times, it bothered me. And I made a mechoyah with a young bocher, the shmuz in container. And he said that the Mashgiach, Yeruchim, said that he once went to Germany for medical reasons. And the house he was staying was opposite the college. And he was looking in the window. And before the students came, he saw that she was walking him to college. They did what they did. They said goodbye and went to study. When he came out, she was already waiting for him outside. He said, if it would be a yeshiva bocher, you think he would manage to learn a word inside? No. How did this person become professor in that? If he has her in mind the whole time. Weißt du es, that these things only stern teire. They don't stern an teire. Teire is a limud svuli. And everything is questions in life. We're in a generation that is full with kfira to all of these kind of inyanim. No one thinks that if he goes to X hotel, he'll be a less chashev bacher. Speaking about asmanim, yeah, not. Shabbos, mamish, short. He doesn't think. And because we see this is the door of Hester Pod. Rabbi von Kweger says that one Macholas Asuras could black the head. Chasim Sefer is a famous tshuva, the kid that had many issues. Chasim Sefer said not to send him to such a place. We have to believe the Chazal say Veni tamtem. You become a tumtum. Zei shtetum. Doesn't mean a tumtum like Gabi Mats. So jewelry, you could do any zach. This doesn't start. Anything could be good. And Teire, it blocks you. The Yetzer has a koyach to show you not like. Klal Yisrael think they need to do a Egel. The people that argue with Chaim Valoshin are taught that they have to change Valoshin. But we have to stick to our Emunah. We have to stick to what we believe in. I'm saying, I'm asking that it's hard, but Egel is up to say. Kriyevs is up to say. One Ma'acholos Asuris could black the head. Sometimes has to think twice. We eat somewhere. Who knows? We see Balei Tshuva, we see Kashas. We have the Derech. The Derech Asher Yerech. If we do that, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Nishma.